Hello and God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And today is really, is truly our greatest day. And really what we've been learning is to really remember to take that time for God. Really maximize your time. Even if you're busy, you ensure that God is first. Within whatever we're doing, that we keep God first. So if you need to get up a little bit earlier, then really we get up earlier, you know. I put my alarm on for an hour earlier this morning, and funnily enough, I woke up 5 minutes before my alarm, so I was able to really just give that dedicated time to God without the distractions, without people around, and really have that one-on-one time to confess what he says, to really give my heart to him, and to really give, and then for me to then give the best out to others this morning, to my family, and really just recognizing who we are in Christ in every situation. We are more than conquerors. That when we go to God with everything that we're doing and we take that time for him, then we can see everything run smoothly. And then I was able to really do my usual activities this morning in a shorter amount of time because I prepared myself. Preparation is key for success, as we've been learning, and really when you prepare yourself, then you can really focus on other things that you need to do. And when we keep our focus on God, then he really does keep his focus on us, even though he's so focused on us, but we start to really recognize that what we're doing is very much God-led. And when we let God lead us and don't try and take the lead, don't try and take control over what we're doing, we go to God and we wait. And I think that thing that everyone should learn is like really to wait patiently for the Lord. Like, and in this, like, we need to recognize that there's still stuff going on and that we do what we're supposed to do. And then when the time is right, God will give us what we need. He will give us everything we need. He will surely show us everything that we need to be shown. But he wants us hungry for him, like the first time that we've ever become a Christian, become born again, you know. He wants us hungry like that every day for him, like, what's next, Lord, and what do you want for us? And he will reveal to you as much as you need, as much as he is given to you. When you're given to him, when we go with our full heart, then we can really see God gives us so much. He shows us so much in everything we do in our normal activities in life, but we need to remember to really take that time with God. Really remember that he should be first in everything that we're doing. Whether when that's waking up in the morning, when that's going to bed at night, when that's doing your daily activities, don't go ahead in the day and forget God. Really keep your focus and eyes focused on him and his kingdom, and really keep that imagination bright as the light that God is showing us, because we are the lights of this world. And remember, your imagination can be bright, so we can be really content and know that he is God. And when he shows us the things that we need, and we can go ahead and do them with full heart, and do everything with full heart, what we're doing. We don't do things half-heartedly, because there's no point in doing them. So when we're really encouraged things to do, even if you don't feel up to it, because feelings are very flippant, go ahead and do them, and God will bless you for doing it. God will really bless your faithfulness to him and faithfulness to what you've been encouraged to do. When you're encouraged to do something, do it fully with heart. And know that God is so for us, you know. He's not against us. And if God is for us, then who can really be against us? No matter who you've been or what you've done, or if you messed up yesterday, remember that God is really for you, and really for me and my house right now. I'm just really learning to take my time and recognize the needs of others, recognize the real needs of my children, like what do they need for today, and what does my partner need for today. I'm really walking in that love, no matter what comes up, no matter what's said, that we don't take things so personally into heart. If daggers come, then we just know that that's not of God, so we don't need to hear it, we don't need to listen to it, we don't need to focus on it. We focus on what God has for us. We focus on that, what God says about us, how we know God is, who we know God is, because he's such a loving God, and he wants to comfort us, he wants to give to us everything. He wants us to be prosperous, he wants us to live a great life, but we're the one who makes the choices each day when we wake up, whether we choose to be sad or whether we choose to be happy. And when we do our confessions in the morning, when we confess, which is just the promises of God, when we say what God says, say what we want, not what we see, so obviously we say what God says, knowing that this is the best, knowing that we are then coming into alignment with him, and then he can move, and we can then be immovable, and then people see a difference. You know, he could just see a calmness within you, a peace within you, and that things aren't upsetting you anymore. Things that really used to maybe rile you up, or used to really upset you, or if you keep your focus there, then that's where your life's going to be. But if you keep your focus on God, then that's where your life's going to be. And like it says, like, choose you this day death or life, and God already gives the answers and says choose life. We choose life, because death and life are in the power of the tongue, you know. And what are we saying and what are we speaking? Are we letting things into affect us, or are we remembering that God is bigger than what any person says? So when we can be fully focused on what God is saying rather than what the world is saying, then we're winning, because we're then not focused on that. We're not offended by anyone. We're not offended by what Satan's saying through people, because we know it's not true. We know that Satan comes to steal, kill and destroy, that he is a liar, and what he says even is about our past, even that it could be true, that isn't you anymore. We're born again, and we're within Christ, and Christ lives within us, and we can walk as Christ walk this earth. So when we go ahead and know that he is God, know that he's for us, then we can really live happily, we can live focused and in peace with him. And when we go ahead and we listen and we do to God, then on what God says rather than this world says, then we can really just, wow, live so contently and recognise that who God is. And sometimes we may think we know who God is, but then again, he shows up and he could be something completely different. Like, he's got such a love for us that our simplest of prayers will be answered when we go to him. But we need to speak to him, take that time for him, and really then you will see. I prayed a prayer, and then that very day, exactly what I prayed for is only between me and God. Like, God answered it within a few hours. I was given what I was needing, and I know it was God working through that person, because it wasn't I prayed the prayer, you know, and only God knew what I prayed. No one else did. So, and God works in such different ways to what we imagine. He works in through people, different situations and circumstances, and also recognizing that if we do have issues, if we do have problems, then we go to the people of God. We don't go and speak to the people of the world. We don't get advice from the people of the world, because they are of non-understanding of what God wants for your life, and then it could not be the right advice for you. We want to be doing what God wants us to do, not what the world expects us to do. Because we're all chosen, we're all different. We're different in this world, and God has chosen us to stand out and be different. So, for me, I've just been learning such great things, like really just ensuring that time is very much maximized in what we're doing, and really taking that time for God. And it felt like God actually slowed the day down for me today, which is completely mad. Compared to what was yesterday, I literally do not know where this week's gone. But today, when I actually gave time to God, and like He's been maximizing my time, so anything you need, what God will give to you, but you need to make that decision, you need to make that commitment with Him and recognize what's been spoken, and go forth and do it unto God, you know, because this is being that tupos, being that person that God has called you to be, wherever God's called you to be and who He's called you to be within the body, and really showing God that respect that he deserves, you know. Because we can't just be the people to just go to God for something that we may want, but when we go to God and say, you know, what do you want from me also, and how do you want me to be, and how what's your heart in this, how do I see it, God, you know, and really taking your mind off of you and put on other people, which could be hard in some people's carnal, especially myself beforehand. I was very selfish, and but you can do all things through Christ, and Christ works through you greatly. So don't ever let anyone steal your focus, don't let anything upset you and keep you down. Just keep your focus with God, know He loves you and He's there for you on such an individual basis. God bless you.